Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkeclinic.com.
Kevin, one thing that I saw was that Leighton Vander Esch made the 25 under 25 list. That's pretty awesome for the NFL. But I'm kind of keeping an eye on the Cowboys and what they're doing regarding what the Athletic did. I really like this survey that John Machota put up with the Athletic. It was really cool because they asked 35 questions about the Cowboys and let their readers answer it. And I saw the results, and I'm kind of intrigued by some of the answers that we get from the Cowboys fans.
Okay.
All right. How long before the Cowboys win another Super Bowl? Within the next 5 years?
Nope.
Not for at least the next 6 to 10 years, more than 10 years, or never again in my lifetime? What do you think the percentage breakdown was there?
I think more than 10 years might lead the way.
And 877-881-1053, y'all answer along at home.
I don't think it's less than 5. That might be my guess for lower.
71.9% of Cowboys fans say, and this was out of almost 2,000 responses, within the next 5 years.
Wow. Really? Have they watched? Okay, great.
And
hey,
then about
I hope that's right.
About 17% said that not for the next 6 to 10 years. And then the rest of the percentage there, Kevin, was split between more than 10 years and never again in my life.
That is interesting. That is not how I would have voted, but that's because I've thought it was going to be less than 5 years many times over the last 25 years, and yet here we find ourselves again and again. So that's not the way I would have voted, but great.
So you're looking at this team right now, and you think that they can win one in the next 5 years?
No.
No? Because why? What's holding them back?
Dak. And the
wow.
No, look.
Wow. Look,
it is, you don't have
to. So you're saying Dak's not a franchise quarterback?
He's a franchise quarterback, but he's not an elite quarterback. So the thing that I take issue with, and it goes back to this all the time, and it doesn't have to do with just him, but I just don't understand how a team that couldn't win when they paid him $2 million is going to win when he makes $36 million. It makes no logical sense to me.
Had the wrong coach.
Okay, hey,
do you
great.
Agree?
Hey, I mean, yes, but does that make up for all of it? I don't know.
Over 10 years, that coach couldn't win with a guy who seemed a better quarterback in Tony Romo.
I mean, we'll see.
So it was always, I mean, Romo's problem was Jason Garrett the entire time.
I mean, I don't know if I agree with
that. The next question, how many games will the Cowboys win this season? 12 or more, 10 or 11, 8 or 9, 6 or 7, less than 6.
I'm going to say 10 or 11 and then 8 or 9 take the lead.
10
Although,
or 11,
given what you just said, maybe I should say 12 or more.
10 or 11 took 73%.
Hey, that makes sense.
8 or 9 took 14%, and then 12 took 10%.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me, given what we just said.
Yeah. What grade would you give the Cowboys for their offseason? A, B, C, D, or 7?
6.5, actually.
I think A. I think they had a really good offseason.
Do we have to replay that audio at some point from Tony Clark, Kevin, so that the audience can get in on the joke with us? Because that joke is really funny to us.
Isn't that why you Tolo?
Yeah. Well, oh, man, good point. You can always radio rewind. But we'll find that audio at some point to play from Tony Clark.
Oh,
you
it's
have
always,
it, Reggie?
It's always ready.
All right, look, Kevin, here it is real quick. This is Tony Clark explaining where he feels the baseball season will be. The scale of 1 to 10, where he thinks the baseball season will go.
I remain optimistic. I do. I know that's not a number, but I do remain optimistic. And
give me a number. 6, 7?
A 7 would be a C, 8 would be a B, 8.5, maybe a B plus. I am in the B plus range. I was an A minus B plus student, so I'll land there. But I'll tell you, it's really not that simple. Even today got an update as to how, we don't know everything we want to know and how things are continuing to change. But I do.
All right. So there it is. That's his scale.
I'm sorry, Corey. I know we got more to get into here, but just allow me like maybe 45 seconds. There are so many things happening in that. First of all, Bryant Gumbel was tired of his answer in three words because he didn't give him a number. And then he cut him off and then he gave him an idea of what numbers are. He didn't just say, give me a number. He said, give me a number. 6, 7?
Does he think Tony Clark? 6, 7?
Does he think Tony Clark doesn't know what numbers are? Secondly, I'm really concerned about Tony Clark's grasp on the grading system. All right. So if you think he said a B and a B plus, okay, so clearly he goes off of that system where all 80s are not just automatically a B. Okay, well then an 8 would be an 80, and that would be a B minus, and an 8.5 would be an 85, which would just be a B. The fact that he thinks one is a B and one is a B plus, and then says that he was a B plus to A minus student leads me to believe that he consistently scored 84s and thinks he might have gotten an A minus in school. I'm concerned about all of this.
So anytime you hear us joke about A's and B's and scales of 1 to 10, that's what we're talking about right there.
So, also, they were talking about probability. How do A's and B's match up with probability?
Yeah, and then after he gave his whole grading soliloquy, but then he goes, but it's really more complicated than that. Then why did you even bring that up to begin with?
So there you go. That is the explanation of our grading system. So what grade would you give the Cowboys for their offseason, adding a new coach and free agency and draft? A, B, C, D, E, or A, B, C, D, or F?
I think A, like me personally, I think probably, maybe more like a B. But given the positivity, it seems it's raining in here. I think an A is fair. People were stoked about the draft.
Yeah, absolutely. The draft really changed a lot. I think the coaching change was interesting. Adding some veteran defensive tackles really made me happy. So I would give them an A. 56% said A and 40% said B. And then the other 4% shared C, D, and F. So a lot of fans felt the Cowboys had a great year.
But if you think about it, yeah. So what, 96% thought they got an A or a B? Great. That works.
Who is the team's most valuable player? This is according to the Athletic readers on John Machota's story.
Dak seems logical.
Here are the options, Kevin. Dak, Zeke, Amari, Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence, Leighton Vander Esch, Jalen Smith, or other.
Dak seems like the obvious answer here.
61.9%. feel that Dak Prescott is the team's MVP. Zeke comes in at 17%, and then Zach Martin falls in at 8%.
Wow.
I know you think he's the best player, but being the most valuable player?
I mean, it's not always a glory position, but he deserves to be up there. He's the best player we have.
Who is the most overrated player on the roster? Jalen, Zeke, Dak, Amari, ooh, Tyron, or DeMarcus Lawrence?
I think Zeke might win this.
Jalen Smith won the vote with 366 votes.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 366%, and I was going to be really confused.
Roughly a B minus.
Zeke had 327 votes, and Dak had 268.
Okay. So,
what is your confidence level in Mike McCarthy? Oh, so did you want to talk about that a little more?
No. I mean, that makes sense to me. It seems like there's been a surge over the last year. Look, if you want to know how Dak will be treated by the fan base or the microscope that he'll be under, take a look at what happened to Zeke this past year. Like, when he got suspended, it wasn't, oh, it's kind of maybe a dicey situation on here. Or, oh, you definitely can't be going to the pot shop or lifting that girl's shirt up. It was like stupid NFL conspiracy trying to take us down. But the second we thought he stopped playing well, Zeke is a greedy bum who came in out of shape and blah, 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 blah. And I wonder if fans will turn on Dak the same way the second they don't like what he's doing. Because enough fans already don't like him.
This is pretty interesting. I'm going to skip that one. What new assistant coach will make the biggest positive impact?
Special teams.
Nolan, Fossil, Tom Sula, or Philbin? And yes, Kevin, special teams was 54% of the vote that John Fossil will make the biggest impact on this team.
We seriously had, like, the worst special teams in the NFL last year. We didn't – I mean, our defense wasn't great, but our defense wasn't the worst. So give me special teams all day long.
What do the Cowboys have to do this season for you to consider it a success? A, make the playoffs. B, get to the NFC Championship game. C, get to the Super Bowl. D, win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to answer just for myself here. I don't know if this will be the winning answer. I am going to say get to the NFC Championship game.
63% of the vote agree with you, Kevin.
Wow.
I think that's what Jerry and Steven agree to as well. That's their expectation, is get to the next place.
Yeah.
Because we built a team that can get to there, or should be able to get to there.
Sure.
But you got to be able to take it over the top. How should the Cowboys handle the Dak Prescott situation, Kevin? I know you don't like talking about it. Get him signed, even if it means making him the NFL's highest player. Sign him long-term, but not if it means making him the highest player. Let him play this year under the franchise tag. Let him play this year under the franchise tag and look for his replacement.
Ooh, I'm going to – this is a hard one. I'm going to say the second one, sign him but not the highest paid player. This one I'm maybe more uncertain than all of the others.
39% say sign him even if it makes him the highest player. 28% said yours. 24% said just get him under the franchise tag and work on a contract, and 8% said look for his replacement.
Wow.
So that's really interesting because I've always felt like most fans want to just move on from him and get his replacement. So to see only 8% of them feel that way, that's pretty interesting to me.
And I mean, it's worth noting the pool that we're pulling from. These are people who are actively subscribing to a service to then get more information on some of this. So you have people who are probably dealing in a little bit more of a situation where they understand what Dak Prescott is and what he means and how rare it is to be able to get a quarterback of at least his caliber.
I like this question. Which player's departure was the toughest to replace? Travis Frederick, Byron Jones, Robert Quinn, Randall Cobb, or Jason Witten?
I think Robert Quinn, but I could see how Byron would be the person.
57% said Travis Frederick.
Huh.
And then the next was Byron Jones and then Robert Quinn.
How much of that is perception, Corey? Because, like, if you look at it, there can be little doubt that at what they do, Byron Jones and Robert Quinn were better than Travis Frederick last year.
Last year, yes. And the year before that, yes, because he wasn't there. But leading up to what happened, you know, what it was before, he was maybe your second, third best player.
I agree. Hence my thought of maybe it's perception, because, like, for a while people weren't enamored with Byron Jones, but over the last 2 years, he really turned it up.
Yeah, no, I can totally understand that. I think Travis Frederick's leadership and, you know, his personality definitely are going to be missed for sure, because he brought a lot of intelligence to that locker room on the field and off the field, and good introspection on who he was and who they were as teams. Who was the most valuable addition this offseason? CeeDee Lamb, Trayvon Diggs, Gallimore, Tyler Badass, Gerald McCoy, Dontari Poe, Andy Dalton.
Or
Alden Smith.
Ooh, okay, I was about to say, stop it. It's going to be 85% CeeDee Lamb, but then you brought in Andy Dalton. I'm still going to say CeeDee Lamb, but maybe not in as much of a romp as I would have anticipated.
CeeDee Lamb has 53% of the vote. Trayvon Diggs has 9.5. Gerald McCoy has 12.6. Andy Dalton has 9.5% of the vote.
Wow.
That's the most valuable.
Gerald McCoy got more than Andy Dalton? Okay.
Andy Dalton got 9%? Are you kidding me right now? That's the most valuable addition to your team as a backup quarterback?
Dude, we just talked about how many people don't like Dak. You get it.
And the most beloved player on any team usually is the backup quarterback.
Truth.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons right there. Ezekiel Elliott has averaged 20.8 carries per game during his Cowboys career. Where would you like to see that average in 2020? 21 or more? 15 to 20 or less than 15?
15 to 20.
70% of people agree with you.
Okay.
And then 21 or 26% agree they want 21 or more carries.
Do you think the people who want less are looking for more Pollard? Or they just want to chuck the ball every time?
I think there is a group of people out there that like Tony Pollard. I think that a lot of people feel like just looking at Aaron Rodgers' history with Mike McCarthy that they are going to drop back a lot more and use the quarterback. So okay. I think that's the big deal there is a lot of people want to see this offense really take advantage of having three top flight receivers and being able to use that running back as a pass catcher as well. And a lot of people do like Tony Pollard enough to say that he, you know, can be an explosive addition if they use him. But, man, when you have a player like that and you don't utilize him because you think this guy is better when maybe he's not, like Zeke's a better running back than Tony Pollard. He is. But, man, you can really change a game with a Tony Pollard run. So it's real tough to decide who gets the ball that day, but I say give the guy the opportunities. Give Tony Pollard the opportunities. If he takes advantage of them, keep giving them to him, even if this other guy's making a little more money. And that's it, Kevin. I didn't do all 35 questions. I just did my favorite.
You might have skipped the most important question, Corey, that I kept waiting for.
What's that?
Which local radio station has the best Cowboys coverage?
Oh.
The winner, of course, 105.3 The Fan.
In your face.
So... just saying.
Because of the Andy Dalton rant?
Yes, because of the Andy Dalton rants.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.